This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The GM annual meeting begins in about an hour and a half in Detroit. Also on the minds of GM executives today, the forthcoming results of several shareholder votes, including a move to encourage the chief executive officer and the chairman of the board to be different people at the company. That's not how it works at many American firms. But as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, support for independent board chairs seems to be growing.
The proposal aims to eliminate conflicts of interest between the chief executive and board chair when it comes to matters like pay or performance. Charles Elson is a corporate governance expert. He says a CEO shouldn't lead the very group tasked with monitoring him or her.
It's kind of like having a student grade his or her own exam. Just not a good idea.
At GM, the board chair is currently independent. The shareholder proposal would make that the case in the future, too.
This is what has become a fairly common proposal.
Carol Bowie is with Institutional Shareholder Services, which is tracking 64 similar proposals in corporate America right now. Bowie says some big companies like the retailer Staples have opted for independent board chairs. But Michael Youssim, a management expert, says these moves don't improve companies' performance.
Don't get your hopes up that it's going to make a difference because, statistically speaking, research has repeatedly confirmed that it won't.
GM's board has recommended a vote against the shareholder proposal, saying it wants say over who gets what job. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.